Dreamscape presents Hi, Honey, I'm Homo, sitcoms, specials, and the queering of American culture by Matt Baume. Narrated by the author. To Skeletor, with love from Snagglepuss. Introduction. Marcia Posner was working late one night when the phone rang. She picked it up, and a man's voice bellowed, "I want the address of where I can write a letter about this show." Posner knew this meant trouble. It was 1977, and she'd recently been hired as a secretary on a new sitcom called Soap that was set to premiere on ABC that fall. Although the public had yet to see a single frame of the program, it already had the country up in arms, thanks to a Newsweek reporter who'd read a leaked script and declared that Soap was impure, full of sacrilegious sex, gay love affairs, nymphomaniacs, cross-dressers, and kink. "Soap needs its mouth washed out," fumed the head of one ABC affiliate. A national outcry had ensued. Conservatives were furious that a television show would attempt such boundary-pushing themes. Gay community leaders feared negative depictions of queer characters would set their movement back by years. Groups that were normally on opposite ends of the ideological spectrum now organized complementary nationwide protests and letter-writing campaigns against the show. Over the spring and summer of 1977, a steady parade of 20 to 30 protesters had taken up a picket outside Posner's street-facing office window. She made sure to keep the curtains closed. "We were afraid somebody was going to throw a brick through our window," she recalled. As a production secretary, and before long a script supervisor and then associate producer, Posner knew that Soap would indeed push television boundaries, but also that it would do so thoughtfully. In particular, the sitcom's leading queer character, Jody, played by then-unknown comedian Billy Crystal, would provide a nuanced portrayal of coming out, examining one's gender and attractions, and eventually co-parenting as a gay man. It would also be extremely funny, thanks to writer Susan Harris, who had blazed a similarly controversial trail 5 years earlier with an episode of Maude that tackled abortion with equal parts humor, heart, and smarts. But none of that mattered to an angry public whipped into a frenzy by salacious news coverage. Until now, the picket lines had remained outside the building. But the moment Marcia picked up the phone that night, it was as if the protests had invaded the production office. And in that moment, she decided she'd had enough. To understand the position Posner, now Marcia Posner Williams, was in, it's important to note that the late 1970s was a particularly volatile time for television, particularly when it came to depictions of queer characters. It wasn't quite 10 years from the Stonewall Uprising, an anti-police uprising in New York that catalyzed the modern LGBTQ+ liberation movement, and public attitudes towards queer individuals was still generally...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?